This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
What are you laughing at already?
I like his screaming is good.
Good morning, everybody. I thought that's just part of the deal. It's Tim Heidecker calling in, being here. I'm calling in from my mind. And it is, look, let's be honest. It's March 14th. Let's not fuck around. Let's not beat around the bush. It's 10:02 in the morning. It's 10:03 now in Glendale. Very windy. I often do the weather report right off the bat because I think it paints a picture of where we're coming from. Even though we are indoors, as you can tell, you can look out the window behind us. Beautiful view of Glendale. And one of my friends back here pointed out that if this were to be the case, if this were an accurate window with us looking at it, we would in fact not be in Glendale, but looking at Glendale from high atop a skyscraper of some kind. Is that correct?
I looked it up. I checked our facts. It is from the cemetery.
Okay, so it might technically still be in Glendale.
Yes,
okay,
from Forest Lawn.
All right, Forest Lawn Cemetery.
And you know who lives in Forest Lawn, everybody?
Well, who doesn't live in
quite the opposite.
But Larry Fine resides there.
Yes, his remains.
So maybe it's from his tomb.
I don't think it would be.
Watching over.
So you think it might be from his tomb?
It might fall, something like that.
Underground.
Yeah.
Not a great vantage point.
Not a great
from the tomb.
No. Nice.
Well, you hear another voice in the room. It is the one and only, the great one. The great one.
The great one.
Rory Scovel.
Wayne Gretzky. Yeah. He's
like
here
Wayne
today.
Kind of look like. Well, I was thinking about this. And by the way, let me welcome the Trinity, too, because Doug is here. DJ Doug Pound.
I would like to say good morning.
And Vic the Virgin, Vic Burger is here.
Hey, it's Thirsty Thursday, everybody.
I had it really filled, and there's a nice big bubble on top, and it went away.
What's sip, everybody?
Please, sip that. Ew, I hate that sound.
Mm.
I have a friend who slurps.
Yeah,
I have a friend who slurps, and it drives me batty. It drives me nuts.
You got all kinds of those ear issues, like you hear those like,
yeah, I'm
noises.
Very sensitive to sound. But no, Rory Scovel is here, and what I was thinking, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Regular sip. Now, what is that cup? Where'd that come from?
This is from the Greenville Country Club in Greenville, South Carolina.
All right.
Could you take a sip real quick?
I stole it.
You brought it with you. You brought a plastic cup with you. What kind of operation do you think we must run over here?
Well, here's the thing. This was getting thrown away. Multiple cups were
Copies.
Getting thrown away at a event I was at, and I just collected them all. And people were like, what are you doing with the
Can I
trash?
Feel
and I was like, these are real cups. This isn't
right.
just use it once and throw it away.
Well, yeah.
That's a legit cup.
It's got a little give to it.
So I've just kept it. I've got about 20 of them.
You imagine the microplastics in that?
You got to get on board now.
Yeah.
It's the same with AI. You can't fight it. Just get plastics in you.
I have a...
Work with robots.
I have a note for... I had an AI fail this morning.
Oh.
Hashtag AI fail.
This is breaking news. This is a first.
Well, sometimes I do dip in and I use it for what I would think, be like, oh, this could actually be a nice practical purpose for this. Okay. So this is going to be very mundane, but I really want to walk you through what I did and why it failed me and how it failed me. I was copying a large chunk of text from a website. And when you copy and paste it, it transfers in like the form of the of all that text.
Okay.
So the hyperlink and the it's like becomes like a table.
Yeah.
I know that problem.
You know this problem. Everyone watching, this is a very tech-savvy crowd, they all know this problem.
Yep.
You're doing tech sounds?
Yeah. Okay. I was doing photocopier sounds. But...
That's what AI sounds like that we can't hear inside the machine.
So anyhow, listen, I don't want to give too much away, but I was pulling shit from IMDb, and I wanted basically a big list of names.
Wow.
But I didn't want it as this long list. I just wanted it kind of like written out, the name, comma, the name, you know. The
yeah.
I was like, great. And let's say the movie was Godfather, right?
Okay.
I'm not going to say what the movie is. I don't know. It's such a non-spoiler thing to be talking about. But so I wrote into ChatGPT. I said, make me a list of all the actors, of the entire cast of the Godfather.
Yeah.
Right? And they couldn't do it.
AI couldn't do it.
Yeah. I said, then I wrote back. I said, do you have access to IMDb? And they said, we do not. I cannot access IMDb.
Computer. Like,
well, what are you doing?
So maybe
I'm better than you right off the bat.
Maybe we are safe.
AI is probably like a guy. It's just a dude being like, shit.
Or that's their cover. Like, we can't even get into IMDb, but here are some nuclear codes.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt really disappointed and let down by the whole thing. What do you think, Vic? Do you think we're safe?
I think we're all right.
Although, can you show that Goodman one?
Oh, yeah.
The John Goodman thing?
John Goodman
Seems
thing.
Like lazy Skynet.
Tim, are you telling me that just... you are DB? Because I am Doug.
I am DB. I am DB Cooper.
Did anyone this is what DB Cooper ended up doing. I podcast.
That's what he did. He started IMDb.
Yeah. That's right. That's what he did with all that cash.
That I got 100 grand.
I was about to say, how far do you think that cash takes you? And I've disappeared with $50.
I got sucked into that DB Cooper documentary on Netflix, which I should have known was a scam. These things are scams, these six-part series things.
I'm like, I know.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You get this cut. Let's get the editors back into the room and work this out.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can lose. Let's trim the fat.
Decibel Cooper.
DB, yes, yes, that's correct, Doug. Well, no, I was thinking about you is, first of all, you got a stand-up special on what's MAX?
MAX. It used to be Max. What we all so lovingly called HBO. Like, HBO.
Yes, of course.
But now it's Max.
Well, thank God for him.
And just Max.
And which Conan O'Brien is your producer?
Conan O'Brien did it. And I assume, is Max Cinemax, and it became HBO Max when they merged, and then they were like, let's just go with Max.
Yeah.
I don't know if people at Max are fully aware of an answer to this question.
It's a little depressing to go there because I'm not really like a TLC, HDTV reality kind of guy. And God bless everybody who is. God bless them, Doug.
Hello, Max.
God bless half of them.
But it's depressing to go on that, like when you go to the main interface and it's a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
And you're looking for your Sopranos and stuff, and it feels like it's like on the same level as the Sopranos.
I did notice.
Just as good. Viewers also liked this.
Pop My Pimple Person and the Sopranos, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Same amount of quality and integrity and genius involved. But no, that's exciting. But what I was thinking about is we do a photo shoot. It's the beautiful blonde boys of comedy. It's me, it's you, it's John Early.
Yeah.
Doug.
And Doug.
I'm not there.
Yeah, he is.
I like this.
And who else?
Doug.
That's it.
Is Doug. This a calendar? No, are we thinking this is a calendar?
I think it starts as a photo shoot and then we shop it.
And we see, maybe can we Cara. Finally take on firemen? Is that what this is about?
Yeah. Beautiful blonde. And somebody should go blonde online. And my audience is very talented with the Photoshop and everything. So I think the audience can get ahead of us on this.
Yeah,
Maybe use AI. I don't know. But the beautiful blonde boys of comedy featuring Rory Scovel, Tim Heidecker, John Early, and more.
Yeah.
Because are you from Tennessee?
I'm from South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
Same. I mean,
it's.
What are we?
It's here.
It's New Jersey, Connecticut.
And then the rest of the country. Yeah.
But I feel like there's a little John Early in you, especially when you get into that Southern guy.
Oh, yeah. It comes out. There's a Southernness that just never escapes
you. It's a fun
you.
Way to, I mean, I talk that way sometimes. I'm not even from there because it's soothing.
It's maybe my favorite.
Yes.
I think I strangely know who that guy is as a fictional person than I know even yes. myself.
And yeah. I was doing it on tour last summer. Remember, Vic, when me, Ellie, and Josh, that's the only way we could communicate?
Right, right.
My bass player and drummer. We would just be like, well, I just don't know what we're going to do tonight. I think we're just going to get something to eat. I just love it.
It feels right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Truman Capote or something.
It feels like this is the character. Yeah. This is the lie. This is the lie
yeah,
we've
when
told
I'm
the world.
Yeah, truly myself. Yeah, 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 I'm just so tired of it all.
Yeah.
Tired of pretending I'm not this guy. And I know I don't sound right.
Next time, yeah. Next time you're on the road, you got to get the fan.
It's all about how I feel.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What was the thing I was doing about numbers? What's my favorite number? Six. I love six. Let's see. Seven. I love seven.
It's something so great about someone overthinking their favorite numbers.
People think I'm being like I'm making fun of people. But no, it feels so good. Zach does it.
It feels great.
Zach Galifianakis does it very well. He does when he does his brother.
I think there's something, because when you meet that real person, who that is their real self,
right.
you are just, they're infinitely fascinating.
Yes.
Because you can't predict, you can't put them into the usual genre mm-hmm. of a personality type that you're meeting.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is a curveball.
Yeah.
And it's always entertaining.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Trump. And you're just like, whoa. I think he's really smart. Then you'd be like, I didn't know Andrew Lloyd Webber did the musical School of Rock.
That of all the shows, that is my favorite of all the shows.
Yes.
School of Rock.
I didn't know that. Did you know that? Do you know the? My daughter wanted me to find School of Rock. She likes the movie School of Rock.
Yeah.
Which I do too. I think, you know, that's a classic. So we were on the drive
that's
home.
That geology one?
Well, I might as well. Well
yeah, yeah.
I'll say.
And I go, hey, Siri, play the School of Rock soundtrack. But what it is, oh, look. Why you? I'm not talking to you. Don't you know what I'm talking? Telling a story about you? I'm not talking to you. Right. I'm talking about
you by Trey Songz.
Shut the fuck up!
Just a reminder: I cannot access IMDb. Yeah.
It says about you by Trey Songz. Anyways, I said, "Hey, S word."
Yeah.
Play the School of Rock soundtrack, and apparently Andrew Lloyd Webber did the Broadway musical for School of Rock.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's no rock.
Chaser doing
is
Jeopardy
there rock music in it.
But it's that.
Oh, he did.
Like
he did Superstar, right?
Yeah.
He did Back to the Future. Wouldn't that kind of be the Blair Mind? Back to the Future on Broadway. Like, what? Really?
Well, it's not the musical's not. We didn't like it. We were disappointed in the music.
Oh, that is a thing. Back to the Future is a. Real,
it is on Broadway.
It is yeah,
not
for real.
On Broadway.
It is.
No, I think
come
it
on,
is.
Really?
It is.
Let's go back to the future. That's not good. I take it back.
To the future.
Thank Huey Lewis.
Is that like a generic Huey Lewis song?
Yeah, generic Huey Lewis. Huey Lewis is like,
let me hear that again.
Huey Lewis is like, I'll get you music. I'll get you the music if you want. It's, you don't understand, it's not that hard.
I get it for you.
Yeah.
Is this Huey Lewis?
Oh, maybe it is.
You don't want to get dinged now.
Yeah, come on now.
Okay. It's back in time.
Potential dinging.
We should start the show. I love this thing in your special where you're like halfway through the thing. You're like, well, we should start the show.
We got to get going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just make an announcement. Hear ye. Hear ye. Hear ye. Hear ye. Now this weekend is Tim Fest. We're leaving on a plane tomorrow afternoon. We should have just chartered a jet. We've got a very good band, Office Hours Live, Neil Hamburger on cinema, all going up to the Aladdin Theater. Everything has been posted. Everything
is clear. Chartered a carpet, a magic carpet.
You can upgrade to VIP, I believe, but I don't even know how you do that anymore. But anyway, that's all happening this weekend. Thank you to everybody that sent love and support for the On Cinema Oscar special. That was a big smash hit over the weekend. And the bundles are still available there. And if you get a bundle, you get a coin. You get a collectible coin, Rory.
Oh.
Solid gold coin, as far as I'm concerned. This is solid gold. Don't bother biting into it because
it's chocolate.
Corn.
Chocolate is better than gold, in my opinion.
Corn.
But this is the onset of, what's this, what are we calling this, Matt?
Is gold the new lithium bundle, I believe?
Yeah, so we don't know. That's a good question. But these are going to be rare because there's a limited amount.
Very limited.
Yeah. You ever see any Trump speech where they have that thing on the side that's selling gold and gold coins? Yeah, Matt, you can put it in your eye if you want. Put it right in your head.
Oh, yeah.
So that's at highnetwork.tv/tickets.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Which means, listen, I know people are often not watching this live because they're like, it's a long program, and sometimes people do want to watch the Oscars. But did you watch the Oscars?
No.
No. So
can I just say, I feel weird that I didn't watch it, frankly, because I feel like there's an element of just being aware of what's happening in this industry that we are a part of.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you feel disconnected from it.
I feel somewhat cringe in those situations because I actually feel it's like at a professional sporting event. I cringe when someone has to sing the national anthem because I'm so nervous for them. To fuck it up. Mm-hmm. And the
I didn't realize you were so empathetic.
I just feel like when someone gets up there and they want to do a speech, and all I ever think is all of these people who we go, oh, you're such a great actor, you must be able to get on stage in front of all these people and say something. And that's not the case. We've done that.
I've never won an award where I've had to give a speech.
But I mean, we've done in front of a crowd. Yes. Yeah. So I mean, if someone's like, oh, go up and receive an award, I would go, oh, I wouldn't be overwhelmed by the crowd.
Right.
No one's ever going to give me an award, but I wouldn't be overwhelmed by the crowd.
Well, and some of these people have been doing it for a while. They've probably been in that situation before. But let's say it's one of your first films, and it got really big.
Yeah.
Up until that point, maybe you've only done films.
Yeah.
And you've not done theater or anything. And it's for the first time in your life, you're talking to millions of people.
Yeah.
And
and they're basically, you have 1 minute. Try to kind of be likable and if you can be funny. And it's like, that's so insane.
I know. What would your speech be? What would your speech be? I think the only move is to downplay it.
Yeah.
And be thankful, appreciative, and get the hell out of there.
Yeah. I think if you've got some names you got to throw out,
I would be
get
so,
them out.
My problem is I cannot be sincere and for my in a million years.
Let's do a dry run.
It's our disease. It's
our
true disease.
Let's do a dry
run.
Yeah. All right, fine. You want to do it? You want to see? Like, honestly,
and
our
the Oscar
best
goes to Tim Heidecker.
That laugh.
I'm already not believing it.
Must be a mistake.
I'm double checking both sides.
Yeah.
No, it's Tim. It says Tim.
What if Tucker Carlson was the host of the Oscars? The winner of Best Actor, Rory Scovel.
I'm not gonna lie. I like Kimmel, but you put Tucker Carlson. I then make an appointment. I go.
Oh,
I have to see how this goes.
So I get up, Doug. Right? Or
yeah,
I get up.
Let me get the music going.
I need applause.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What if the place is just like,
Like no one agrees with it? I don't agree with that as the pick.
I had this nightmare because now I play a lot of music. You know, I do have the band and everything. Yep. And when I first started doing it with the band, I was like, what if I played a song and at the end of the song, no applause?
Yeah.
Like nobody applauded.
Oh, that was like, 4 minutes.
Hmm. All right, well, here's another song. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've won the Oscar. Or, let's say I won the Oscar, surprisingly, for, this is a little fantasy here, Bridesmaids 2.
Yeah.
Now I'm
finally, Bridesmaids 2 comes out. I have a tremendous...
non-speaking role.
No, this time they write...
The Oscar for the best non-speaking role.
Supporting actor, best supporting actor.
Yeah.
Because, you know, who knows what they're writing in this writer's room.
Yeah. Maybe this spinoff is more just you and Maya.
I wouldn't call it a spinoff.
On a honeymoon.
I'd call it a sequel.
Yeah.
It's an official sequel. They haven't developed like the Bridesmaids universe where there's spinoffs.
This is the start of it.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Heidecker as well. I can't do the intro either.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the winner of the Oscar, Tim Heidecker.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much. Listen, I want to thank Paul Feig and Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph, Judd Apatow, everybody at Universal Pictures, my incredible team, and my family, Marilyn, Amelia, and Charlie. The reason I do this is for you guys, because I love you all. And also to my Office Hours family and my fans out there. Aww. My wonderful audience, the Office Hours crew, patreon.com/officehourslive.
Yes.
And
Patreon.
And join the High Network. It's $5 a month. Thank you all. And look, Jack Nicholson, holy shit! I do an impression of you as a joke. It's a bad impression, but that's the joke. That would be awesome.
Gotta play him
but
off,
here's the thing. Legitimately, I know, in this context, a joke of pimping a Patreon.
Yeah.
But in that space, that, I have to believe, if that doesn't crush, then I truly don't have anything in common with the majority of that crowd.
I know.
Like, he's pimping a Patreon? He just won the Oscar. Yeah. He's going to be fine.
That's really funny.
But yet he's like, the Patreon, it's only $5 a month. Here's what you get, T-shirts. We do a mug.
Yeah. and the audience at home would be like, this guy's like me. Like, I like this guy. He's grinding.
It is also a prime opportunity
to imagine
pimp
the subs,
a thing.
The subs after that?
It's... Yeah.
Look at Papachino.
He had a weird, he did Best Picture, right? I heard he had like.
I heard he just came out and said, all right, here we go. It's Oppenheimer.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
He didn't even say who the nominees are. He just.
But he was told to do that by the producer. That was the plan. It wasn't him going off script. That's
what I see.
Read.
Who said that? Nicholson?
Oh, no.
Oh, that sounds like.
Pacino.
Oh, Pacino.
Yeah. How does he say Oppenheimer? Can we get an audio of him saying Oppenheimer? Can we center him? Can we tilt? Can we push him over?
I think it's kind of good because he's like kind of creepily spying on you.
Oh,
I'm a giant.
Looks like I'm doing Best Picture. Oh. Oh. How you doing there, Vic?
Great ass.
Oh. 96 Oscars. What is that? How old am I?
Great ass.
Oh, how old I am? Yeah, I'm going to wear a fucking goatee for the Oscars. Eh? we should get Weird Al to call it. Weird Al Yankovic. Weird Al Pacino to call it. Look, Matt, we haven't taken one goddamn call today, and I don't really care, but we should probably do that, huh?
Yeah, let's let Melissa pick her bone. We got a bone
Her name
picker.
Is Melissa Pickerbone?
Now
Melissa,
I'm getting excited.
Hello, Melissa Pickerbone.
No, it's Melissa Saputo.
Oh, this fucking guy.
I'm calling.
What are you going to...
Yeah, I know.
Oh, by the way, I see you.
I have some beef.
You got some beef. All right, pause your beef for 1 second. I just want to say, up next, I got beef. I got my own beef with our friend Chase, because Chase, if you recall, I'll give you a little backstory here.
Yeah.
Chase begged us to be put on the guest list for the Jenny Lewis show at the Ryman in Tennessee, in Nashville, Tennessee. I said, Chase, you son of a bitch. You better be polite, and you better not ask for anything beyond getting a ticket to the show. Cut to this morning, I see a picture of Chase with Jenny Lewis for the photo op.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get to the bottom of that with Chase, but what is your beef, ma'am?
Okay. My beef is, as you know, On Cinema is a long fucking series. It's hard to get through when you're brand spanking new.
All right.
And I've committed to doing that because I am just obsessed with it and in an unhealthy way. But I can't have my normal friends doing that. So I've been creating a presentation.
Oh, I love keynotes. Is that, oh, it's like Google
Slides?
Exactly. Okay.
No, I'm not
that's
a simpleton.
That's kind of creepy PowerPoint. Because she's got two computers, obviously. We're figuring that out, right?
I'm using my phone.
Could be a phone.
Yeah, it's true.
For Zoom. Yeah.
These days, phones are computers, in my opinion.
I've been creating.
Powerful.
That's your opinion.
All right, so go ahead.
I've been creating a timeline. And of course, it's important to have the Oscar specials, right?
Yeah.
However, this PowerPoint is over 100 slides long. I can't have three-hour specials in my PowerPoint. So I've been chronologically going through and making compilations of the most key moments,
yeah,
the best moments, uploading them to YouTube.
Well, don't do that.
And they've all...
Yeah, but stop. I'll stop you right there. You're not allowed to do
right.
that, okay? You can't just take stuff and put it up for everybody. That's
okay. Hey,
the whole idea.
Listen up.
I saw this
Until
video, by the way.
Say,
she took. She made a half-hour video from the special the other night.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. I will gladly upload them to the High Network if I can do that.
I want your skin.
Well, okay,
this is rogue editing.
I know. Listen, all due respect. Thank God you're. Thank God that you love the show. We care about the show. We love it. But the way we make it work.
Oh man, she's holding the gloves on.
Oh my God,
here we go. People don't get it.
The gloves
people
are on. They're not on.
The gloves are on. They're on.
I get it, Tim. I get it. You want the subscriptions?
I don't want the subscriptions. It's the only way it works.
Yeah.
It's the only way it works because why would you sign up if you're getting it for free? Why would you pay for something that you could get
fair
for
enough.
Free?
Yep.
So it's the basic tenet of human nature.
Yeah.
Right?
Can
I'm going to, you know what? I like. I love Rory Scovel's special. I'm going to upload it on my YouTube channel.
You know, that actually could be good for me.
Can we have somewhere to upload them, Ben?
But wait, I'm confused. I'm confused because what you're saying is that you've cut, we have essentially a 2-hour and 50-minute show, which went up because we cut out the breaks and that uploaded almost instantly, okay? It uploaded the next morning. So what you want to do is cut that down to a half hour. When I would say to you is, there's nothing I would really want to cut out of that. It's a piece of art. It's like chipping away at the bottom third of the Mona Lisa.
Yeah. This is a Blade Runner situation.
Now,
here.
Are there going to be clips from the show that are going to come on the High Network? Absolutely. We're probably going to clip out our favorite moments.
Yeah, Carson made sure to tell me that. I got beef with Carson. Carson is actually replying.
Listen, I love your spirit. I love your enthusiasm. But please respect copyright law. And please respect the Constitution.
I
saw it because I was curious.
Adult Swim didn't take down a single one. High Network, copyright strike. 2 strikes, I can get my channel taken down
So there you go.
Out.
It's called.
Oh, that's right.
It's called consequences, ma'am. It is. You have to be respectful of our intellectual property. I'm a loose lefty. You know.
This put food on the table.
You don't understand.
That's totally fine.
I could tell you the cost.
I just need something for my presentation.
Okay.
And I want people to be able to easily absorb the content. I know it's a piece of art. I've watched every minute of it. Believe me.
All right. Can we make the show about Rory Scovel and not you?
Thank you. I've also made a presentation.
Yes.
I've also taken copyrighted footage.
Listen, we have a very enthusiastic fan base that likes to take stuff from the show and put it up online with like making great compilations.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a real big problem with that. But at the half when you put in a half hour of the best moments of the show, that's almost a half of the show itself. So that
were you the one who took it down? It seems like you knew the timestamp.
I know. Yes, I saw it on YouTube and I sent it to our guy. I said, "Hey, can you? This can't be up on YouTube. The special just aired 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Do you know how long it must have taken her to make it, though? I mean, she
are you defending her now?
Oh, no.
All right.
No, sir.
Thank you. With peace and love, you're in trouble.
I'll take it down. Peace and love. I'll take it all down. But
if you want to talk,
a compromise. But you're too stubborn to have a compromise. So
listen, if you want to be part of the community,
the compromise of Tim Heidecker.
If you want to engage online with the show in a respectful way that helps grow the audience and explain the show and all that stuff, let's talk offline, okay? Not me personally, but our team will be
there.
In
you
touch.
Go. That's an olive branch of sorts.
Thank you very much. Sure. We're end of conversation, but peace and love. And we're going to make sure you don't lose your precious YouTube channel.
Yeah.
All right.
How would you rate that call?
Do you get that a lot? Do you get.
And ma'am, what if I did this? Ma'am, at the conclusion of our call, if you could rate this experience from 1 to 5.
That was double thumbs.
Now people get all uptight about this and say, "Why were you so mean to her?" And I'm like, "Look at her; she's having a blast."
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, she loves it. I thought that was a great call. That was a great. I mean,
Roy's head. He's like, "What is on?"
This is my first time on the show. This is my first time experiencing a call. I have nothing to gauge it on. This is it. This is all I've got.
Yeah.
So I got to say,
first time, last time for you, or
that was my first and last call that I'll ever take on this show.
All right. Oh man.
Next question.
By the way. Last week, you want to talk to this fucking Chase?
City of the Day palate cleanser?
I think we should let Chase stew for a little bit.
Let Chase stew. He's hanging around.
He's like in the vice principal's waiting room, waiting for me to finish up my work.
We have a Rory head waiting in the wings as well.
Oh, let's take a Rory head.
Talk to
head.
A Rory head.
Oh, this is already my favorite call.
Yeah.
What is this, his daughter?
Kobe.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Does that look like a typical Rory head?
Yeah.
I do comedy, and y'all are my idols. This is great.
Oh, love it. I love every element so far.
And I started doing stand-up in Greenville, South Carolina, so...
Come on.
Yeah,
Greenville Country Club, folks.
There it is.
I saw you, Rory, in Greenville, the last stop of your tour, and you fucking crushed. You were amazing.
Oh, just me?
I was having a thought because I look at that Greenville Country Club, 1895. They're about 20 years after that old Civil War. And we're like, I think we're clear to do a country club now.
You can imagine the vibe. You can imagine what the vibe was like.
I think we're clear to do a country club.
Still like shelves. Yeah. It like there's still like big like holes.
We're okay to create an institution of separation once again.
This time we're calling it a country club.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a club. It's fun.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Oh my!
Do you live in Greenville?
I used to live in Greenville. I live in Rock Hill right now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I had a friend. You know, everyone in Greenville reveres you. That does comedy.
Really, local ledge.
Yes, absolutely. And my first experience when people would talk about you, I went on YouTube and you were on Conan so many times and all those sets. So good.
It's a little much. I went on actually. They actually made me stop showing up.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not the kind of thing where you show up.
That's what I would do. And I go, is there any room tonight?
Yeah, you just show up and they let you on?
I thought it was a sign up. Do you mind if I
do a quick five?
Can I do five? I got a new thing. Then, yeah, all right. Conan felt bad for me.
This is not how we do things.
Yeah.
You got to ask out before just showing up and bumping people.
I also like your kind of dismissiveness of comedy specials in the special. Where you're like, I mean, this is. I'm looking at my notes. This is not whatever reverence this people had for this.
We're all going to be doing them. We all can do one.
Everyone gets a special.
Yeah.
So, do you have a question, my friend?
Yes, I do. I was wondering what it was like. You know, like having a professional relationship with Conan, having him produce your special. I love Conan. And yeah, I was just curious about that relationship a little bit.
Yeah,
it's not great.
We're on the outs right now. I haven't heard from him I don't know if he knows he produced my special.
Well, he just sells that name.
He just slapped his name on it.
And honestly,
he can license that name like Trump Hotels.
Well,
like,
here's the thing. Also, I just used his name.
Oh,
so I literally mean he doesn't know he's a part of this.
That's
I
how you really get Conan's into like no one's gonna see it anyway. How are they even gonna know?
Who's gonna notice? No one cares about the opening credits. Who's reading those? You know what I mean? You're coming
Slipping like 3 minutes of The Godfather into the special.
We already hit play. You're like, let me get my drink. I'm coming. You miss all that at the top.
No, let's be real. Come on.
All right, let's be real people. I got to do his late night show, and he was super nice and let me come back to do the show. And then he let me do some shows on the road with him. And he's just been supportive. And I will say, when you don't really know what you're doing and you just go up and tell jokes and you do comedy, you know, it does take a little bit of support from people who are more established.
To go,
let me help pass your name around. Let me help put you in the spotlight or on camera to see, you know, if you can do it. And so Conan was early on one of those people for me. So
I don't think
a big
he likes
boost
me very
for me.
Much.
Does he not?
I don't know if he does.
Have you had
like
many
me.
Interactions?
We did a show once.
Okay.
With Eric and I came out and did this very silly bit about coming back from Sundance, and we were all in our ski gear still, and we're sunburned and everything, windburn. And then I did this move that I think was a mistake, but I was like, I'm sorry to do this, but I have to use the bathroom. And I got up and left, which I'd never really seen on TV before.
I really like that. Yeah, but I've never seen that.
I don't know if it really worked, you know, but then I don't know. I don't know that he doesn't like me. I know Andy Richter pretty well. We get along very well. But I've never had I've met him a couple times through other people.
Yeah.
I'm sort of just like, you would love what I do. And we would have like so many cross interests with the Beatles and music and history.
100%.
Like so many things that I think we would have in common. But
he's,
you know, he's noticeably absent from being interested in me.
We got to get,
which
we gotta
I would
get
be
you
like,
on his pod.
Well, it's not on me to reach, like, you would, like, but if that's fine. I'm not, obviously, I'm not angry about it.
He talks all the time about it. He loves shark fin, too.
It does seem
he
like you,
shark fin, by the way.
Yeah, so, I mean,
just trying to make you feel
it does seem like you are harboring something.
No, I know. I'm playing that up for, I'm playing that.
No,
I'm
just on that show, like he has, like, you know, how many people a week or a month,
right.
You know, like,
and I've got, I'm
he's
not
afraid,
gotten,
probably.
No,
like,
you know, no one's ever reached out.
He's afraid of Tim, like, coming out.
Maybe there's like,
you don't know what the hell is expected.
I actually think you'd be a great guest on his podcast.
I'm a great guest.
Because then you would really get to know
each
other.
I'm a great guest on podcasts.
Exactly.
I've done them all.
I know. I've seen every appearance you've done.
In fact, I'll break news for you if you want. I got a text from Howie Mandel yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Seeing if I could do his podcast today.
There you go.
And do I? What do I say? I say, no, I'm doing my podcast.
Sorry,
fuck
pal.
Off.
Sorry, pal.
He should have come in here.
Yeah, we gotta get
sorry,
him.
Busy. Oh, yeah, we should get him in here.
He doesn't leave his compound.
But anyways, we had a nice little back and forth. So am I a good podcast guest? Yeah.
Yeah. The best.
In fact, I was ranked number, I don't know, it was like 7 or 8 of all time.
Yeah.
Podcast guests.
Which year did that come out?
It was last year.
Okay.
And Jordan Peterson was number one.
So COVID was really your time to shine. That's when you really hit.
I did a lot of Zoom.
Campaign trail.
Yeah, I called into a lot of small podcasts.
Yeah.
Smaller podcasts. Actually, I think it was based on volume.
Yeah.
Quantity.
Similar acceptance speech when you got that seventh or eighth.
There really wasn't any kind of formal awards. It was just a list. It's a listicle.
No
aggressive
event.
Humor. What are we going to do without chips? What the hell are we going to do without milk?
Well, I wanted to show this. I wanted
chips?
To.
What the hell are we going to do without
what
men?
Are we going to do without chips? Men, they have an important role to play. Chips. Unbelievably
chips.
Hardworking, chips. Solidly laboring, working class men. What the hell are we going to do without men? Chips.
Thank you. It's been a while.
Men.
Up your,
thank you, Jordan.
Up yours, woke moralists.
What's up with him lately, anyway? You're following his ins and outs.
What is he up to? I forget what he's up to these days. I don't just. Oh, he's just freaking out on.
He got mad
Twitter
because the Canadian Board of Psychology said that he has to take like a media training class, like a social media class.
They pulled his license.
Well, they were going to if he didn't take this class.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like when you speed or something, you have to take a little class.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What did
because
he do
he's online because he's online all the time going, like, kill yourself.
So he crossed the
he's
line.
He's like telling
he crossed the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like saying, anybody that is trying to tell me what to do can go die.
I got to say.
They're like, wait, you're a psychologist.
This is a classic case of don't judge a book by its cover, because classic when example. You see, when you do see pictures of him, mm-hmm. you think you're about to hear about the finest red wine you never knew about. And then it's not that at all.
Right.
Like right there, you're like, this guy drives a Ferrari 100%.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He looks like that most interesting man in the world guy.
Dos Equis.
We should go side by side.
So then he made it whole. This whole like free speech thing. I should be able to say whatever the goddamn hell I want to say.
I like that.
I mean, for Christ's sake, it's bloody outrageous what they're trying to. It's like, well, but you have to be at a higher standard than all these goons who are on Twitter. Like,
if
you're going to be a doctor,
right?
Then there, you can't just say whatever.
Yeah.
So and that probably would have been a thing where they're like, you got to take this fucking class. It's just, it's online. It's 3 hours. You have to read some shit and say, I agree.
Yeah.
And then you're fine. But we have to do it. He's like, fuck you.
See, look, I'm right. Look at that.
Like, you would believe that's the same guy.
Stay thirsty.
Yeah, but you should see pictures of him where he's all strung out on
God,
beef.
Yeah.
Stay thirsty, my friend.
Like, that's a good picture.
Find him where he's all messed out on beef.
Crying. Just like Jordan Peterson.
God damn it. I can't.
Once you've established this is my broad strokes core feelings about society, it does seem like, well, there isn't steps to take to go, oh, he's heightening the game.
Right.
It's like you started at the end.
The problem. He started with like 12 rules to live life, and you're like,
he's starting like a religion. He's moving. His goal in life is to start a church. He's
I think
that
that's your
times.
Only. That's Look the at, only place.
Now really you're not getting go. Wine from that
oh,
guy.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You might be getting something else from that guy.
This is when you didn't hire a stylist or hair makeup. Although I still like that hair, little Christopher Reeve curl there.
That you know what that is? That's I thought the Zoom was 5 p.m.
Think again, sunshine.
You like that?
That's a perfect description of them.
I'm sorry, I thought the Zoom meeting was at 5 p.m. Give me a minute here.
Here's a question based on those three pictures there. Have we seen RFK Jr. and him in the same room at the same time?
Oh, interesting.
Aren't you getting a little bit of that?
I see a little. Uh-huh. I see a little.
That one on the right, for sure.
Listen, I got to do City of the Day because we have sponsors to take care of.
I don't think anyone's confusing those guys.
I want to thank that caller. That was wonderful. I like...
Doug, you're so defensive of your...
I like it when people
Dos Equis... thing that you no, can't I'm believe saying, that he's bringing up RFK. It's like, well, he doesn't look like he looks like what I said, the Dos Equis guy, not what you said.
I'm just saying.
Sorry, Doug. What am I doing back here? All right, listen. We all know that City of the Day is sponsored by John's Cuter Felon Camp. Do you have a husband or friend in prison and you're worried about what they'll look like when they get out of the joint? Maybe they'll be covered in bad tattoos, be overweight, or have a sunken dead expression. Well, check it out. Why not have them transferred to John's Cuter Felon Camp? The only prison proudly run by John Cougar Mellencamp. Located, John Cuter. Cuter.
Okay. John's Cuter Felon Camp.
Thank you.
Felon Camp.
The only prison proudly run by John Cougar Mellencamp. Located in a small town in the heart of Indiana, John's Cuter Felon Camp will keep your inmate looking cute. John will personally groom and give fashion advice to your man in all his American style. And forget cells, of course, the convicts will do their time in little pink houses. John will even suck on a chili dog with your jailbird. Beware, if your convict steps out of line, John will personally beat his ass with his acoustic guitar, but it will hurt so good. Your felon's face won't be touched, though, because John guarantees that all of his prisoners stay cute. Good news. If your felon is on death row, John is happy to carry out the task of ending his sentence by blowing him up with a cherry bomb. Ask your warden if John's Cuter Felon Camp is right for you. John is waiting. Now here's a song that you might like. Of course. Little Judy, that little Judy. You will look really cute when you go to his camp. John's Cuter Felon Camp from John Cougar Mellencamp. And you can suck on chili dog at John's Cuter Felon Camp. John's Cuter Felon Camp by John Cougar Mellencamp. Oh yeah, living it gone. Thank you. Very cool. All right, what's the city of the day? What is it? What the hell is it,
Is Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Oh, man, we're getting all the Southern boys come down here. Not,
Right.
You making some tobacco up there for me? Down there?
I try to cut it out of my life as much as possible, but it's hard to avoid. Fucking everywhere.
It's a changed region.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually in the city where R.J. Reynolds started Camel and, like, Marlboro and, like, all that shit, so
yeah, he did Reynolds city. Rap after that, didn't he?
That's right. He straightened out.
Yep.
Hey, RJ, what you working on now?
Food preservation.
Well, weren't you doing cigarettes? You were doing cigarettes, weren't you?
I was doing cigarettes, but I moved over to food preservation. Have you heard about this aluminum foil?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like metal, but
it's
real
metal,
thin.
It's metal, but then it's paper, and then it's useless. And all I know is don't bite it. That's okay. All I know.
Are you not going to put that in my microwave?
Yeah, also don't put it in a microwave.
All right.
It will F up your day.
I thought you were all set with them cigarettes. You've done good work on them.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be retired. All right.
Check out that building.
That's very phallic.
Oh, what's in there?
Is that a big old cigar?
It's a big, it's supposed to be a rosebud. The original architect tried to make a rosebud, but it just looks like a big white penis.
I think they know that going in. They just say rosebud, and then they go, it's actually a dick.
Right. They also, he was an architect for buildings in Charlotte that looked like beautiful, but then they stuck with Winston-Salem. They just put this like penis.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like you're some kind of architect with that pencil. What are you doing? Drafting some new house?
I'm doodling. Doing some art. I was in my studio over there, but I came out here to, it's a beautiful day right now.
Looks like that's where you're coming from. That
he's on the top of that, where the hole of the head.
Is Winston-Salem named after the cigarettes?
No, I think
Versa.
I think vice versa.
Tim, what do you smoke?
Yeah, they merged together.
Which ones do you Salem's? Like? You do the Winston 100s?
I do.
I start the first half of my day with Winston's and the day with Salem's.
Okay. I like a Salem after dinner because of that mint, sort of menthol flavor.
It's a dessert cigarette.
A dessert cig.
Yeah. My everyday, like sort of as I'm working through it, that's Winston 100.
They put a little bit of chocolate on the filter.
Yeah. It's like an after eight.
I do a Camel in the hump.
I like this natural setting you're in. Actually, kind of jealous of that day you're getting to have there. It's probably very peaceful.
By the way, I'm going to get to PDB.
Smoke weed.
By the way, I was in a Zoom meeting with some people yesterday, and there was one of the guys in the meeting, indoors, smoking a cig.
Wow.
I was like, that's kind of cool.
That's a power move right there.
He's obviously in his own space.
Was he an ad man?
No, it was an editor of some kind. But
By the way.
Oh, is that it?
By the way.
I pulled this. So I'm obsessed with it. Can we show this clip?
By the way.
Is that the tobacco farms right there?
By the way.
Well, thank you for the city of the day, my friend. Do you have anything, any questions or comments you'd like to add to the conversation? Or are you good?
Not really. Okay, just want to say I love Pen Pals. Love Pen Pals. Love Rory.
And?
I'm on the Zoom just to talk to you.
Anything
just
else?
To say hi.
I love it. God, that feels good.
Anybody there?
Apparently, Rory's got a group text with a bunch of people from the South this morning. He's going like, can you please call into the show?
Guys.
Can you gas me up?
The representation.
Here's the link.
Yeah. Regulators, mount up.
Time to represent. So this PDB show that I'm obsessed with, it's another one of these lunatic right-wing podcasts that they talk about. Look at this show. Like, right away. Are you in or are you out?
It almost seemed like... It's just so funny. You can't even like spoof this anymore.
Well, I did.
These are all the decisions you would make. Like there.
Well, and on Cinema this season, we basically ripped off their whole set. But they were upset about the Oscars.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's see what they had to
say. They don't like Oppenheimer, huh?
By the way. So the thing I love about this, I love so many things, but these guys say, by the way, at the beginning of every sentence.
By the way.
By the way. So, by the way, like Jimmy Kimmel, this guy, he's a liberal and he blah, blah, blah. By the way,
just a way to move on without like acknowledging that someone else talked.
They just don't have, they're
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't have to respond.
You don't have to respond at all, by the way.
But they got really mad at Jimmy Kimmel because
he's winning his first.
Well, you'll see.
Oscar. Jimmy Kimmel starts to joke, trying to be funny,
And he says the following. Just listen to this. And I just want you to tell me if you, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my humor sucks. I didn't find anything funny about what the man said on how he changed his life on the night he is about to win his first Oscar. And here's what Kimmel says. Go ahead.
And congratulations. Some of these guys are all triggered. Robert Downey Jr.
Those are all snowflakes about comedy now.
By the way,
this is the highest point of Robert Downey Jr.'s long and illustrious
By the way, look what we're doing. We're watching them watch the Oscars.
I talked over the joke. I'm sorry. Back it up. I heard it.
He basically is like, this is the high point of your career. Well, maybe not the high point.
Yeah.
Because he's famously used to be a drug abuser.
That's right.
Like the 80s. Points.
By the way.
Scumbag. Maybe it's funny.
Look at, he goes, scumbag.
Can I ask, because I've always wondered, and people do this, and I feel like at my age I should probably know this by now, but when someone does something and someone does touch their nose, what does that actually mean?
Like you're on the nose?
I should have
like,
asked this by
I think
now.
It, I think what it is, it's like, that's on, you're it's, on the nose. You're on, you're too on the nose.
And are you trying to call them off and be like, hey, I know you're joking, this is me saying, funny, but let's move on. Is that what that means?
I don't know. I'm not going to bullshit you.
Yes, I don't.
We'd have to get Robert
like
on the show.
Like, if someone were roasting me or saying something to me, I don't even know that my first thought would be to, like, hey,
touch your nose.
Like, I wouldn't even.
Unless
I don't
he's
know.
Talking, literally talking about cocaine.
Well, that's,
he's
like, yeah.
Okay, so here's my two cents. Yeah. By the way,
I just looked it up. It could be used as a way of signaling knowledge that someone is clever or a threat.
Like, by the way.
Like, I hear you. Like, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm so proud. I pulled that drop,
I'm
by the way.
You, I'm on to you a little bit. No,
why not the brain, by the way, though?
Oh, interesting.
You, I get it.
But, okay, so let's assume, for me, that doesn't strike me as sort of out of bounds.
Yeah.
I don't know, but go ahead.
He's got shitty. He's acting, meaning he can't stand
he knows
any of the jokes that are being said. Well, what are your thoughts when you see something like that?
First of all,
this guy, Vinny, you're going to love
I don't know
this guy.
Who labeled Jimmy Kimmel a comedian. Wikipedia has him in there as a comedian. He is not a comedian. Mm. He's a hack, leftist, propagandist that just, by the way.
There it is!
Are these guys twin brothers or something? They look exactly the same in these sound.
PDB and this guy and Vinny?
Anything about
yeah.
No, they all look funny. Like related.
What's his name? And J? PDB and J?
Stop it.
I like that hairline.
On the Man Show, they I like just that disgusting.
There's a little bit of jealousy. I want that.
All right, so now they go into the whole thing of like Jimmy Kimmel used to be a racist because he did blackface on a sketch show 20
right,
years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
such a tired.
Yeah, but like so. By the way, well, listen to what he says here.
Him and Adam Carolla disgusting against women. And remember, the left is a professional at this. They could be racist. They could fat shame people. Did you see the video, Rob, I just sent you? This is from his past. Jimmy Kimmel has done blackface. He's been racist. He's fat shamed. He's disrespected women. Nothing happens to him because he's a Democrat. You get a golden ticket.
I love
ticket.
This. You know what?
But they're supposed to like Rob, this.
By the way, if they do it, they're like, hey, freedom of speech.
There's also no room for growth or learning or change.
You
do something 30 years ago, 20 years ago. They do this with Howard Stern all the time, which, you know, Howard Stern was horrible.
Yeah.
In the 80s and 90s, like horrible, especially like but even also, at the time, it was like, dude,
it was
like,
too far then. Yeah,
it was even too far then.
Yeah,
and whatever, it was what it was. But now people are like, and he's changed. He talks about his journey of therapy and whatever. No one's perfect.
But what are you supposed to do?
I
made a mistake like, 20 years ago. Like, and then that's it?
That's it.
Didn't Robert Downey Jr. do blackface in that movie?
He did.
In Tropic Thunder.
And doesn't he say that he likes Jimmy Fallon better?
No, that's Vinny coming up. And, Jimmy Fallon.
Right, but Fallon did it.
Fallon did blackface out the wazoo.
Yeah.
Keep going.
That's what I mean. It's like just to try to have something.
Jimmy Kimmel on Comedy Central. Look at how is this not cancelable?
Cancelable.
Blackface.
How is this not cancelable?
When is this from?
Yeah, it's from 20 years ago.
Probably 90.
How is this not cancelable?
I'm not gonna lie, this might be more than 20.
Why didn't they cancel this?
These guys love this kind of humor, though, right? They would probably.
I guess.
Love it.
Who knows what they like? They like making money. That's about all they like. First of all, they watch UFC. They watch people beat the shit out of each other. And then they buy, like, you know, they like cars and shit.
But also, like, the issue, like, these guys, when they, like, get upset about these things, it's like, you know, there are people on the left that are also sitting here going, yeah, I think Jimmy went too far with it. Like, they're also being critical
of things.
No one's
defensive.
They're not immediately defensive because they know that he more than likely votes the way they do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yet, in this, it's always just like, ah, well, we know he's on the other team, so let's just be mad because he's different.
It's insane. Keep going here.
By the way, I've
seen that.
By the way, he did.
right away.
The person did some shit
he's
like that.
I think the problem is this guy
is a mouthpiece for the left. Just
mouthpiece. The problem is, by the way, this guy, this poor guy, Vinny, is dim.
By the way,
like he's dim-witted.
It's making me seem like I don't dress up enough when I do my show. I'm like, this guy's going this distance.
This is like him at First Communion.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's the hired comedian too.
Well, that's the thing is, guess what? This guy is a failed actor and comedian.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, this is like they have this like what do you call it, like a
side channel
pyramid scheme going for life insurance. That's what this whole thing is.
That's how he got started. PBD.
But this guy's literally a failed comedian and actor who's just like their hothead on the show.
It is. I always get fired up and kind of it makes me laugh when people are like, this guy is not a comedian, and it's like, do you understand subjectivity?
Yes. No,
that
they don't.
You can't sit and go, let me tell you who a comedian is. Yeah. And I guarantee you don't name one name that I go, oh, yeah, no, I like them.
Now, argue there's a point only that Jimmy Kimmel a comedian? I don't know. He's a talk show host for first and foremost.
Yeah.
He's not going out and doing like he's not, I don't think he goes out and does. Like,
I don't think he does either.
Stand up necessarily.
Yeah, by the way.
By the way, let's just be clear about that. All right, so then
I have one of those lockers, by the way. I should have said that one. And I left my key in it, and it's right there.
No, that's their vault. They literally shoot the show in some kind of fucking
bank. Are they in like
vault.
A YMCA? Or
all right, what? Keep going. Everybody knows about PDP.
All these pushers.
So let's play. Let's be him. Let's be him.
Yeah.
He's going to say, well, that's comedy, though. I got you guys talking about it. That's comedy, right?
Point,
I won.
PDB.
You guys are talking about it. I won. So the part where this is...
Are you just trying to fill 3 hours at an award show?
No, you can't get upset at anybody calling your ass out. You just have to accept it. Why? Because when people bring up Karl Malone and Oprah Winfrey, I'm sure he's like, well, that was 20 years ago. That was 30 years ago. Why are you bringing something up like that? Well, RDJ changes life, man. And people love him.
RDJ is
some actors and some people in life you root for. Literally, there are certain people you just naturally... root for. It's in sports, it's in politics, it's in Hollywood.
This guy is the king of you just drawing shit out when you're like, I can't believe I've been listening to this for 4 minutes and he said nothing.
Here's what I wonder though, at the very end of RDJ's acceptance speech, if he were to just go, anyways, I hope Biden gets 4 more years, did they have the exact same commentary?
Here's the problem. Yeah, look, by the way. All right. I mean, enough of this guy, but is there anything else? I just love Vinny so much. Like I told Vic, because he sent me some picture of Vinny with Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be so starstruck if I saw Vinny the world. Yeah. I'd be starstruck.
You would just talk
to him. Are we allowed to sneeze on the show? I sneeze. I don't know the rules.
Well, next time go outside, but that's fine.
I gotcha.
I want to show the part where he, because the other thing in the Oscars that Jimmy Kimmel did was he read
Trump
thing, which I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And it felt like, oh, this is cool. This is live. This is actually happening.
Yeah.
And Trump, the whole, I mean, imagine if you were Trump or you were anybody that is so, thought of as a ridiculous person. That you could read something that you wrote and everyone laughs at it.
It's untouched for the wrong reasons. It's not punched up. It's just real.
Like people are laughing for the reasons you intended.
Yeah.
But this guy Vinny is such a bootlicker for Trump that he's laughing the way Trump intended it to be read.
Or yeah.
He laughed at the jokes in the tweet.
Yeah.
Which he is not and never can be. Back get rid of bit. Kimmel and perhaps replace. Just got a review.
No.
30
seconds.
Do you have the
30? Yeah, I fast-forwarded it to
Vinny, for his podcast, dresses nicer than any nice thing that I dressed up at my nicest level.
You'd look ridiculous in that outfit.
Has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars?
Fact,
he says.
His opening was that of a less-than-average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be.
Fact.
Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed-up but cheap ABC talent.
George Slopinopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Blah, blah, blah. Make America great again.
Wow. By the way, how funny. Slopinopoulos.
Slopinopoulos.
So he gets it wrong. Yeah,
he didn't even get the core of the joke, which is just the word slop.
Vinny trying so hard to feel like.
Snopicophagus.
That was actually pretty fucking funny. I got to say.
Sarcophagus. Yeah. No, what?
I'm just shit canning your own point of view here.
I hope this.
Vinny, your vest's on too tight.
I'm just going to say, I hope, because they're watching a video and commenting on it, and then we're watching them watch a video. I hope someone watches this watching us.
Oh, please do that.
But, they've got to be on the other side.
Yeah.
Like, these idiots.
Yeah.
It's got to keep going back.
It's
going to
be like the cover of Uma Guma on the Pink Floyd record. Anyways.
MC Escher podcast.
It's already 11 o'clock, man. What the hell happened?
Flying. Full podcast inception.
Fun.
Now, you got to be having a good time.
Fun. And I love this.
Yeah. Everyone comes in and says that.
You know what I feel like I do? Talking about Stern.
Yeah.
When Artie Lang was on Stern, I always thought, yeah, they do got to get up super early.
Yeah.
But I always thought, what a fun gig. He just kind of gets to sit with his coffee and just get involved when he wants to.
Yeah.
I always thought that's the greatest. If you're a comic, that's the greatest non-stage gig you could possibly get.
Oh, yeah. You just roll in your pajamas, essentially. Yeah.
And I think this is the closest I get to do that. You have no expectation.
Although I will say, because sometimes I do listen back, or it's on like the old shows. That's like kind of becomes kind of the cringiest era of that show. Because
really?
Stern plays so much into Artie's and it's right at the end of like where homophobia is kind of just normal in.
And you're saying
comedy.
Don't do that the next hour.
Usually we keep it pretty homophobic, light.
Less. Yeah, no, but, light, light.
But on that show, you have like Artie Lang, like, you fucking guys kissing each other, hey! And Stern's like, no! But Stern goes down to his level a little bit, and it's like, guys, this is not aging well at all.
Yeah, yeah.
On that note, join us at patreon.com/officehourslive. We're going to take a quick break. If you need to use the men's room, please, hopefully, by the way,
By the way,
it's so windy out here. I hope we don't walk out and there's a tree on top of my house. But
by the way,
it kills me.
By the way,
so we'll be back in 5 with your calls. We've got a Three Stooges game.
Oh yeah,
a Three Stooges game that I've been requesting for weeks now, and I can't wait to play it with you. And we'll be back shortly.
By the way.
Patreon.com/OfficeHoursLive. Patreon.com/OfficeHoursLive. Get the full show. Hey, go. Get the full show at Patreon.com/OfficeHoursLive. Hurry up and type into the web browser Patreon.com/OfficeHoursLive. Go ahead and get the full show. Become a patron. Have a fun. Have laughs. Patreon.com/OfficeHoursLive at Patreon.com/OfficeHoursLive.